human beings tend to pursue goodness, happiness, and beauty.
所以我们的科学求真。
And scientists pursue what is true.
我们的艺术求美。
Artists pursue beauty.
我们的宗教求善。
And religions pursue good.
如果你来寻求耶稣基督。
And when you seek Jesus Christ,
你会听到你的人生也将充满了真善美的生活。
You will also discover what is true, what is good, and what is beautiful.
我们看约翰福音的十四章第六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John 14, verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我们都知道耶稣的生命充满了美丽。
The life of Jesus Christ is beautiful.
耶稣的道是善道。
And his way is good.
他又说他是真理，充满了真实。
And he is also the truth.
所以耶稣说，可以说是真善美的一个化身。
And Jesus is the personalization of what is true.
今天这一堂课特别来介绍耶稣本身就是真理。
So this morning I'd like to first share with you that Jesus Christ is the truth.
我们来重新来谈一谈到底真理是什么。
And let's begin from the Bible to discuss what is true.
再谈一谈为什么耶稣说他就是真理呢？
And then why did Jesus say he was the truth?
所以我们要请您邀请您来听真理的话。
Because we are here to listen to the truth.
我们请看约翰福音的十八章三十七节。
Let's turn to John chapter 18 verse 37.
约翰福音十八章三十七节。
John 18:37.
十八章。三十七节。
John chapter 18 verse 37.
比拉多对他说，这样你是主，你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。三十八节。
38.
比拉多说，真理是什么呢？耶稣被犹太人抓到比拉多面前，罗马的官审判。
Jesus was arrested and brought before the governor Pilate.
那耶稣对这个审判的人说，我是特地来为真理做见证的。
And Jesus said to him, I came to testify to the truth.
凡是属于真理的人呢，都会听我的话。
And everyone on the side of the truth listens to me.
比拉多是一个政治家。
Pilate was a politician.
他不晓得什么叫做真理。
And he did not know what is true.
所以他说真理是什么呢？
He asked very simply, what is truth?
我们都知道政治家很难在人间找到真理的。
And it is difficult for a politician to find the absolute truth.
因为政治可以说今天的朋友是明天的敌人。
Because in politics, your enemy today can be your friend tomorrow.
今天的敌人也可能是明天的朋友。
And vice versa.
所以在政治界，在哪里找得到真理呢？
Can you find truth in politics?
小弟是在台湾长大的。
I grew up in Taiwan.
小时候老师这样教导我们。
And I remember my teachers said this to me.
你们将来长大要懂得杀猪拔毛。猪就是朱德，毛就是毛泽东啊。
And the teachers always taught us that we must grow up and go fight the communists.
他说我们要一定要拯救对岸的同胞，因为他们生活在水深火热之中。
Because our people across the strait in China are suffering.
后来我来到美国，跟这个内陆来的朋友当朋友。
And so when I came to America, I made many friends from mainland China.
他们跟我问一个问题啊。
And they asked me.
他说我听说你们台湾人哦，从小都是吃香蕉皮长大的。
We heard that the people in Taiwan suffer. That you ate banana peels just to survive.
我们看到两边的国家为了自己政治家的利益呢，为了自己的前途来教育下一代，常常是给错误的信息。
And these are how the children are taught because.Each government had its own interests.
所以在政治真的找不到真理。比拉多说真理是什么呢？
As Pilate said, what is truth? There is no truth in politics.
那时候我们说 政治找不到真理，那么科学本身就是在求真的一个学问。
If there's no truth in politics, what about science?
可是我们发现一件事情哦，科学总是跟你找出一些更真的东西来呈现在你面前。
Science always, tries to find new things, new truth.
以前小时候我们读书说这个太阳系有九大行星。
And when we were little, we were taught that there were nine planets in the solar system.
现在已经不跟你这样讲了。他说如果像就是还找到其他的跟行星一样大的星球呢已经不止九颗行星了。
And that there were only nine planets, but now we have discovered several more outside our solar system.
每一天好像有更新的知识出来了。
Every day there's something new.
你有时候不知道听谁的。
So who do you listen to?
有小时候人家跟你讲说这个要多喝牛奶哦，牛奶对你的钙质帮助很大哦。
And when I was little, I was told to drink milk because milk was good for you.
现在有的人说你不可以喝牛奶啊，牛奶反而会把你身上的钙质吸收掉了。
But now we are taught if you drink too much milk, you will actually lose calcium.
请问你要听谁的？
So who do you listen to?
小弟有一次带一些朋友去访问一个患癌症的同龄。
Once I visited someone who had cancer.
那我们的同龄很多人都好像是专家的样子所以就是跟着患病的同龄很多的建议。
And so the brothers and sisters that came with me suddenly became cancer experts and they gave advices.
他们跟他讲你要吃这个健康食品哦那个药哦这样子吃了之后呢你这个身体抵抗力会很好哦。
Everyone had an opinion on what to eat and what medicine to
啊、那个姐妹说诶对啊我也这样跟医生讲啊可是医生跟我讲说哎呀你不要这样做因为你哦吃了好东西哦好细胞会长大坏细胞也跟着会长大。
The patient said, well, I tried these things, but the doctor said, if you eat too much good food, the cancer cell will grow along with your good cells.
所以你会知道科学一直在求新好像今天听的都是正确的明天又推翻今天的理论。
So science is always trying to find something new and what you know today may not be true.
那我们说宗教就在追求真理的。
And what about religion?
我们中国人呢从以前就信奉这个孔子的思想。
And in the Chinese culture, Confucianism is a strong belief.
孔子带来人间很多人伦的一些道理啊讲君臣讲夫妇讲兄弟这些美好的道理。
And Confucius taught many good teachings about human relationships.
但是呢孔子也自己承认我不知道生我怎么知道什么是死呢
Even Confucius confessed that he did not know about birth nor death.
所以他说知道就知道不知道就是不知道这是我的知道
He said, I only know so much, and I do not know.
所以他的学生在谈到说呢，孔子在谈到天道的事情呢，你是没有曾经听过他说这件事情的。
His students commented that they have never heard teachings as Confucius before.
后来印度的佛教传到中国。
And later, Buddhism was preached to China.
他弥补了中国人原来没有那个谈到未来的那个西方世界的观念。
And Buddhism taught about life after death.
我们都知道佛教是从释迦牟尼来的。
And Buddhism came from Buddha.
他是一个本来是一个印度的王子。
Buddha was an Indian prince.
他后来要出去追求道理啊。
And in order, he wanted to find the truth.
出去一看，哇，不得了！原来在王宫不晓得人间有这么多辛苦的事情。
When outside the palace, he saw all the suffering he did not know before.
生是苦，老是苦，死是苦，病是苦。
He saw that birth, Life and death are all suffering.
他去外面绕了一圈回来啊，怎么听到他们家有人在吹这个吹乐器啊
？And when he returned to the palace, he heard music.
他们就问说，家里发生什么事情啊
？And he asked what happened.
人家说恭喜你哦，你生了一个小王子。
And people told him that he had a son.
他说莫名其妙，生这么苦，怎么还要昼夜呢
？Right, he said.Why is it a joy to have birth?
他们不知道他从外面回来他整个人心都改变了。
The people in the palace did not know that his philosophy changed.
后来啊为了追求更多的道理他带个仆人就在小孩子还很小的时候就这样离家出去求道了。
In order to seek the truth, he took the servant with him and left.
所以他是出去寻求真理。
And so Buddha left to find the truth.
100年之后人家供奉他做神。
And 100 years later,People saw him as God.
他只说自己是觉者啊，他没有自尊自己是神啊。
But he only called himself a thinker.
那今天我们耶稣基督他说他是真理，并没有说他是一个寻求真理的人，这完全不一样。
However, Jesus Christ, unlike Buddha, said that he was the truth. Jesus did not simply claim he was someone seeking the truth. So how is Jesus different from all the other religious leaders?
首先, 我们知道, 耶稣基督是在预言当中诞生的。
First, the birth of Jesus Christ was prophesied.
很多教主呢, 在他们出生之前, 我们听不到有, 啊, 有333个预言, 指向一个人, 跟他提到他要怎么样出生, 在哪里出生, 将来生命要怎么样过。
There were over 300 prophecies of the birth of Jesus Christ, and no one else can make such a claim.
所以他就提到说, 神啊, 要成为一个人, 来到人间,
the prophecy said that God will become a man into the world.
然后把真理, 神的真理,
and he will bring the truth of God. Let's read John chapter
1.
John chapter 1, verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节
John chapter 1 verse 1
第一章第一节太初有道道与神同在道就是神第十节
And verse 10
他在世界世界是借着他造的世界却不认识他我们来看十四节
And verse 14
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理 我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。圣经给我们介绍，太初有一个道，你可以想象，就是啊，一个能源，一个道理，一个智慧。In
the beginning was the Word. That Word is the power and the wisdom.
那这个道跟神同在，这个道本身就是神。The
Word was with God, and the Word was God.
但是圣经上讲，这个道就来到这个世间了。这个时间上已经从太初啊挪到2000年前，耶稣来到世间。And
from the beginning, and 2000 years ago, this word came into the world.
那在空间上面呢, 它从一个属灵的世界, 进入一个物质界, 在世界里面。
The word came from a spiritual world and entered the physical world.
那在, 它又说这个道, 它来到世界, 而且成为一个你可以摸到的, 啊, 可以闻到的, 可以体会到的一个人, 所以这个道成为一个肉身。
This word became a person that you can see and touch.
在2000年前呢，他带来了很多的恩典跟真理来到人间呢。
And he brought with him grace and wisdom.
当时代的人也看过他的荣光，就好像父独生儿子的荣光一样。
And people back then saw him, and they saw through him they saw the glory of the Father.
诸位朋友，道啊，神啊，都是非常抽象的东西啊。
It's very abstract to talk about the Word or God or Spirit.
啊, 天道, 人有, 这么有限, 怎么了解什么叫做天道呢? 太难了。
How can we possibly know what is the heaven? What is the Word?
我常常想哦, 让蚂蚁来了解人是很困难的。
How can an ant possibly understand our world?
你跟蚂蚁讲说, 诶, 我们哦, 要罢免总统哦。 蚂蚁说你在说什么我不知道呢
And if you try to teach an ant how to elect a president, the ant can possibly understand
我们哦有可以到太空去哦 这个蚂蚁怎么可能了解人的世界呢
How can an ant possibly understand our world or outer space
所以神必须要亲自来到人间 把一些真理启示在实际给人
The only way we can understand God is for God to come into the world to show us
把抽象的变得非常具体啊
To turn something abstract into something touchable
您知道吗 如果没有耶稣基督到人间啊 现在的妇女真的很可怜 女性很可怜啊,
and if Jesus had not come into the world, then women would continue to suffer.
因为人类古老的民族啊, 大多是三妻四妾的, 人犹太民族都是这样子的。
And because throughout history, cultures allowed men to have many wives.
那耶稣来到人间就说, 原来神的意思不是这样子的啦。
But Jesus came and taught that this was not the truth.
啊, 神只有造一个 亚当跟夏娃是一夫一妻的
Because God created one man and one woman
是你们祖宗心硬哦 所以摩西才允许你们祖宗把太太休掉的
And Jesus taught them that Moses allowed them to have many wives because they were weak
所以朋友您知道吗 如果没有耶稣基督把真理带到人间 现在人间有很多很多的奴隶
And if Jesus did not come to the world, there still would be many slavery.
你看这个世界, 真的, 穷的越来越穷, 有钱的越来越有钱啊。
Because the poor becomes poor and the rich becomes richer.
但是耶稣把那个博爱的精神在人间, 罗莎就从耶稣的教训提出一个天父人权的观念, 就是人生下来都是平等的。
But Jesus came and taught us that all are equal.
啊, 所以今天才很多, 很多人变成一个自由的人了。
and he brought us freedom.
所以真的，如果今天没有耶稣基督的道理啊，诸位朋友，你知道吗？人啊，真的会操劳到死呢。
Without
做戏啊，今天我讲。
Without the truth of Jesus Christ, we will simply work until we die.
小弟小时候在乡下长大，我看到那个农夫哦，真的没有在休息的啦。
I grew up in the countryside and I saw how the farmers labored.
那他们农闲的时间都到外面去做更苦的工作啊。
Even at, when it was supposed to be time of rest, they found had to look for other jobs.
耶稣的真理带来人间说，你们六天要工作啊，第七天要休息。
But Jesus came and taught us that we should work for 6 days and rest on the seventh.
所以真的他把很多的恩典很多的真理我们原来不知道神对人这么好的真理呢就把它从天上带来人间了。
Jesus brought to us the goodness and the truth for us.
耶稣的真理另外一个特色就是他真理里面带着一个生命在里面。
And there's life in the truth of Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音第一章第四节。
Let's read John chapter 1 verse 4.
第一章第四节
John chapter 1 verse 4
生命在他里面这生命就是人的光这个道本身带着生命、啊、
There is life in the word
这个生命代表不只是现在给我们人活着有生命力也带给我们一个永恒的生命
And this life is our the life on earth as well as eternal life.
所以这个圣经跟我们讲人活着不只是今生的生活而已还有一个永生的世界。
The Bible tells us that we live not only in this world, but there is a life after death.
那这个有时候我们很难想象哦但是呢光来教会听道理啊其实听道理呢很多人的生命力呢就变得非常的啊非常的强盛了、啊。
It may be hard to imagine life after death, but We can see how people's lives are changed when they come to the church to listen to the truth.
诸位朋友，如果你有机会哈，请你读一读这个圣经红字版的圣经，红字的有印红字的。
Oh, if you have a chance, I you should read the versions of the Bible with the red characters.
那个红字圣经是红字版的圣经呢，耶稣讲的话都用红的颜色把它写出来的。
Some versions of the Bible uses red characters for What Jesus, for the words of Jesus.
小弟读过几次了，你光读那个耶稣讲的话，你读到真的心里面的、啊、内心啊，真的很感动啊。其实耶稣的话，那个怎么会那么有力量呢
？Just read the words of Jesus, and you will be moved.
你会觉得哇，耶稣的话语啊，真的，耶稣说我的话就是灵，就是生命啊。
The word of Jesus is spirit and the truth.
我们常常觉得年轻人很难教导。
You might find it hard to teach young people.
啊，但是啊，我真的看到年轻人常常在听到一些传道人把圣经讲解之后啊，啊，真的在祷告当中掉眼泪啊。
I saw for myself how young people were moved to tears during prayer after they listened to the word.
当一个传道人把耶稣基督的道理，那个2000年前讲到内心的道理，把它阐明得很清楚的时候
，When we explain the word of Christ 2000 years ago.
有一次我真的坐在一个传道人讲道的当中我真的觉得那时候感觉好像如沐春风哇那个道理真的你比去听音乐会啦或者看一场球赛啦看一场电视啦我的感觉真的是觉得哇怎么有这么好的道理听可以听呢
Sometimes I feel listening to the word of God is better than listening to any great symphonies orenjoying a day in the park.
我说你如果到机场去啊常常会捡到啊人家读了就丢的杂志跟报纸啊。
And when you are in a public place, you might find magazines or articles that people toss away.
人世间很多的东西你读一次你就不会想再读第二次了。
Because after you read something once, you probably don't want to read it again.
但是我一个朋友跟我这样讲他要到监狱里面去啊他说总共带三本书啊。
And when my friend had told me, when you go to prison, you can only bring 3 things.
很多人就是带圣经进去读啊。
And many people bring one the Bible.
真的，圣经是好多人的朋友，因为它带给很多人丰盛的生命力。
Because the Bible gives us the power of life.
那圣经不只是啊，它本身隐藏着生命力啊。圣经跟我们讲，因为它是耶稣所说的，耶稣的话就是真理呢，它本身带着权威啦。
The Bible contains life and also power.
我们看一下马可福音的第一章二十二节。
Let's read Mark chapter 1 verse 22.
马可福音第一章二十二节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 22.
一章二十二节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 22.
众人都很稀奇耶稣的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。诸位朋友，在耶稣那个时代，很多人对圣经啊了解是倒背如流，非常熟悉的。
in Jesus' days, there were many people who could memorize the Bible.
但是跟耶稣讲话就是不一样。
But when they heard Jesus, they knew he was different.
这个人讲话怎么那么有权柄呢？
They were amazed at his authority.
别人讲的都是知识。
Because others taught knowledge.
耶稣阐述的却是亘古的生命。
But Jesus showed them life.
那我们看到耶稣怎么样介绍他自己的？
How did Jesus introduce himself?
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
来到我这里的你要吃我的肉喝我的血。
And you must come and eat my flesh and drink my blood.
那吃我肉喝我血的就有永生在他里面。
And there is eternal life if you eat my flesh and
drink my blood. 如果这个道理你没有听过，你就说耶稣怎么这么野蛮呢？怎么叫人家吃他的肉喝他的血呢？
If you have never heard this, you might think he was crazy.
这是野蛮人讲的话不是吗？
Because how could a sane person teach this?
但是耶稣就提到说我就是生命，我就是复活，生命在我，复活也在我。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人死了也必复活。
And those who believe in me shall, even though he dies, shall raise in the last
day. 耶稣说我是世界的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
跟随我的就不走在黑暗当中。
And those who follow me shall no longer walk in darkness.
你再想一想这些耶稣所说的话。
If you think about these words.
这哪里像是一般人讲出来的话呢？
It's not the same as any other teaching.
这个人如果不是骗子哦，一定是疯子，真的，怎么可能人会讲说他就是生命，他就是复活呢？
And how can someone claim to be the life and the resurrection? He is either a liar or an insane person.
但是我们知道耶稣不是疯子，也不是骗子啊。
But Jesus was neither a liar nor insane.
至少世人尊称他是三大这个道德家之一。
Because even today, people At least claim he was a good philosopher.
当时代很多疯子跟骗子都跟随他的生命。
And many people followed him.
因为他是从天上来的，他就是神本身来到人间了。
Because Jesus came from heaven.
所以他的真理充满了权威啊。
And there's power in his truth.
另外一个特质就是他所说的话是绝对不会改变的。
And his words are absolute. They never change.
我们看诗篇的119篇89节。
Psalm 119 verse 9.
诗篇119篇89节。
Psalm 119 verse 89.
119篇89节。
Psalm 119 verse 89.
神的话，神啊，你的话安定在天，直到永远。这边提到说神的话一直安定在天，直到永远呢。
The word of the Lord stands firm in heaven.
天是无穷的空间呢。
Heaven is infinite.
永远是无穷的时间。
It is eternal.
所以神的话在无穷的空间跟无穷的时间不会改变。
The word of God is not limited by time or space.
各位朋友，政治的话常常在变。
The promises of the politician will always
change. 科学家一直给我们更正的道理。
And scientists will teach us new truths.
圣经一直出刊到现在，只有不同的版本。从来没有有人给他更正过，说这个写错了，我要再更正过一次。
But from the beginning, the Bible only were made into different translations, but no one has ever changed the truth.
为什么圣经的话不会改变呢？
How can the word in the Bible never change?
因为圣经的话都是一直谈到人心最深处的东西里面去了。
Because the Bible teaches us what is in our heart.
什么叫做福气？
What is a blessing?
我们中文说福气就是福啊啊。这个多才多子多孙啊，五子登科啦哦。
The Chinese people believe that if you're blessed, if you're wealthy and have many children.
但是耶稣说的不是这些东西哦。
But Jesus did not teach us.
耶稣说虚心的人有福啦。
Jesus says blessed are the meek.
因为天国是他们的。
Because for theirs is the heavenly kingdom.
温柔的人有福啦。
And blessed are those who are gentle.
因为他们要承受地土。
For they will inherit the
earth. 连续人都有福啦。
Blessed are those who have compassion, those who are persecuted for righteousness.
他谈到都是人心里面那个最基本的绝对不会改变的东西啦。
Jesus taught us the fundamental needs of the human heart.
耶稣论生命。
He talked about life.
什么叫做生命？
What is life?
他说人的生命不在乎家道丰富。你的生命哦，不在乎你拥有很多的东西，你拥有什么，而是你到底是什么。
Jesus said, your life is not a matter of the abundance of your possessions, but who you are.
真的生命，他说生命不胜过于饮食吗？
And is your, is Isn't your life more important than your food or drink?
不是胜过衣裳吗？
Isn't your body more important?
你为什么要忧虑很多的事情在这些饮食上面、衣服上面呢？
So why do you still worry so much about your food, your drink, and your clothes?
你怎么要打倒这一些这样子讲到这么深入的那种人内心世界的一些道理呢？打不倒的，不会改变的。
And Jesus' truth will never change.
所以啊，真的，耶稣只有传道三年半了。
Jesus only preached for 3.5 years.
他影响了1/4人类的人口。
And yet he had an impact for 1/4 of the world's population.
苏格拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德总共传了120年的真理。
And Socrates, Plato, they taught for a total of 120 years.
但是他们的影响力还是有限的。
But they had limited influence.
因为耶稣本身他的真理是从天上来的。
Because Jesus taught truth from heaven.
他最知道你生命里面最需要知道的理到底是什么。
He knows what you truly need.
那耶稣的真理除了有这些特色之外呢，更重要就是他本身就是真理。
And Jesus himself is the truth.
为什么这样说呢？
How can we claim that?
因为很多真理的介绍都跟他自己本身有关系。
Because when he talked about the truth, he talked about himself.
圣经上讲说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给世人。
The Bible said that for God so loved the world, he gave his only son.
叫凡信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
真理本身就提到他了。
And so Jesus is the truth.
这个真理本身在提到人怎么得救呢？
And how did the Bible teach us how to be saved?
就是必须要有血啊，有人牺牲血，用生命来换生命，有一个无辜的生命来换你的生命，你的生命才能够得救。
Our lives must be redeemed through blood, and we must, for our sins, an innocent man must shed his blood.
如果耶稣基督没有来到人间，
if Jesus Christ did not enter the world,
您知道吗？圣经讲说呢，世人啊，亚当的后代，没有一个是完全人，没有一个是没有罪的。
The Bible teaches us that no one is perfect.
啊，所以没有一个人可以替人类的罪来受死。
And no one can die for someone else to save them.
在旧约里面，他们为了要阐述这个真理，就说好了，我们把一只无辜的羊呢、啊，无辜的牛呢、啊，你把它杀了，你把你的手按在这个牛羊的身上呢，它为你流血，那你这样子呢，它因为牺牲生命啦，所以你的生命就因为这样子得到救恩了。
And before Jesus came, the Jews used animals to transfer their sins over to them to.So that the animal can die in their place.
但是我们用理性一想，这个牛羊的生命怎么可能比人的生命更高贵呢？
But how can an animal be worthy to die for a human being?
所以当耶稣来到人间的时候，
So when Jesus came into the world,
一个先知就大声这样喊，
A prophet cried out,
看啊，神的羔羊，
Look, the Lamb of God,
除掉世人的罪孽，
He came to take away our sins.
原来那个羊只是预表，那个真正的神的羔羊就是那个神来到人间，耶稣本身才是为人类流血牺牲的那一头羔羊。
The animals in the past were only a symbol of Jesus who was to come.
如果耶稣不来人间，就没有这种真理的一个成全。
If Jesus had not come, we would never know the truth.
如果耶稣不来人间，你知道吗？人是我们今天信耶稣是没有用的。
If Jesus had not come, it is no use to believe in God.
你听了这么多真理也是没有用的。
It would be useless for us to know all these truths.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为死了就没有复活了。
Because when we die, there is no resurrection.
从人类的第一代祖先到耶稣那个时候，甚至到今天，人类没有一个真正的从死里三天之后又复活的。
No other human being is resurrected 3 days after he died.
在旧约就提到说，耶稣基督呢，他的身体不会见朽坏，他的灵魂不会被撇在阴间里面。
The Bible says that his body shall never perish and his spirit shall not be in hell.
耶稣说，我自己甘愿舍弃我的生命，但是我要再把它拾回来。
Jesus said, I willingly I give up my life, but I will also take back my life.
所以我第三天要复活。
And I will resurrect myself on the third day.
所以朋友，耶稣如果没有复活，我们今天吃喝死了算了吧。
If Jesus had not resurrected himself, then let us eat.Drink and be married.
您来这边聚会实在是浪费时间，我在这边当传道人也实在是浪费我的生命。
If Jesus had not resurrected, it would be a waste of time for us to come to church.
因为他来了，他除了把天上的真理带来之外，他本身实现了那个复活的真理。
Not only did Jesus come to teach us the truth, he resurrected himself to show us what is true.
所以今天的基督教啊，如果你把耶稣拿掉啊， 基督教的真理呢是在黑暗当中的，是一个影子而已的，绝对你看不到一个实体的。
If you take away Jesus from Christianity, then there is no truth in Christianity.
所以今天真的，耶稣本身就是真理的化身呢。
Because Jesus himself is the truth manifest.
没有耶稣本身就没有真理的成全。
Without Jesus, there is no fulfillment of the truth.
所以朋友，这样的了解您就知道啊，真的耶稣本身跟很多的教主不一样的。
That is how Jesus is different from all religious leaders.
他带来天上的真理。
He brought the truth from heaven.
他本身实现的真理。
He showed us what is true.
所以我们请诸位来啊听真理的话。
And that's why we are here to hear the truth.
我们看约翰福音十八章三十七节。
Let's turn to John chapter 18 verse 37.
十八章三十七节。
John chapter 18 verse 37.
十八章三十七节
John 18:37
比拉多对他说这样你是王吗耶稣回答说你说我是王我为此而生也为此来到世间特为给真理做见证凡属真理的人就听我的话诸位朋友我们盼望您都是属真理的人
We hope that you can come to the side of the truth
请我们一起来听真理的话。
Let us come to listen to the truth.
现在这个球啊，已经在你的 court， 在你那一边了。
The ball is in your court.
你可以真的可以接受耶稣基督，接受这个真理。
You can choose to accept Jesus Christ.
或是继续的可以把真理钉在十字架上面。
Or to continue to crucify him on the cross.
为什么我们邀请您来接受这个真理呢
？Why do we invite you to listen to the truth？
因为接受真理的结果太好了。
Because You have much to gain.
啊，因为呢，啊，首先真理要让我们得自由。
The truth sets us free.
我们看约翰福音第八章三十一节。
Let's read John chapter 8 verse 31.
八章三十一节。
John chapter 8 31.
八章三十一节，我们读到三十六节。
John chapter 8 verse 31 to 36.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”二十二节。
22,
你们必晓得真理。真理必叫你们得以自由。三十三。耶稣回答说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说你们必得自由呢？你必要得自由呢？”三十四节。耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。”三十五。奴仆不能承受，不能永远住在家里。儿子是永远住在家里的。三十六节。所以天父的儿子若叫你们得自由，你们就。真自由了。今天我们要接受真理，因为真理真的会让我们得自由。
We must accept the truth because the truth will set us free.
啊，因为圣经根据真理的一个了解啊，啊，人都是在罪中生的。
Because we all live in sin.
今天我们要得自由，从除掉我们的罪，就是要接受耶稣基督的宝血才洗净我们的罪。
And only Jesus can wash away our sin.
诸位朋友，今天下午一点钟，我们要带几位朋友到海边去施洗。
And 1 p.m. this afternoon, some of the friends will be baptized at the beach.
根据真理，我们了解在那边呢、啊，我们不只是把它浸在水里面而已。
Because according to the truth in the Bible, when we immerse them into the water, it is not no longer water.
因为那个物质是水，水只能够洗澡，怎么可能洗罪呢
？Physically, it is only water, which can only wash our body.
但圣经上跟我们讲啊，灵它是超越时间空间的。
And the spirit surpasses time and space.
他说在受洗的那个地方呢，有水，有水，有血，有圣灵，三个变成一体。
The Bible teaches us that when we baptized, there are three that testifies, the water, the blood, and the spirit.
将传道人跟弟兄姐妹在那边祷告的时候，圣灵在海里运行。
And when we pray during baptism, the Holy Spirit will move in that water.
这个灵是超越时空的，透过时空，2000年耶稣的宝血可以来到水里面，在灵里面，水跟血跟圣灵就合在一起了。
And the Holy Spirit will turn that water.Spiritually into the blood that Jesus shed 2,000 years ago.
按照真理，只有血才能除罪。
Because according to the truth, only blood can wash away sin.
我们成为一个自由的人呢，我们就不再有罪了。
And when we are free, then we will no longer be bound by sin.
不但这样子，以后我们在生活当中虽然难免，因为我们带着肉体，还会偶尔犯罪。
And in our lives, even though.Our body still will lead us to sin.
但是真理跟我们讲，我们所受的洗是活水的泉源，那是一次打开，一辈子跟着我们永流的活水泉源。
We are baptized in the everlasting fountain that will continue to wash away our sins.
所以每当我们祷告的时候啊，我们在祷告里面悔改，耶稣基督的宝血再次洗净我们的罪。
And after we are baptized, when we pray and repent, Jesus' blood will continue to wash away our sins.
真的呢，我们每次啊在灵里面祷告啊，就好像在肉体洗一次澡一样，所有的污秽都洗干净了。
And when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you will feel that Jesus' blood will cleanse you.
更重要就是从今之后我们就不再做罪的奴仆了。
And we're no longer slaves to sin.
我们看罗马书的六章十七节。
Let's read Romans chapter 6 verse 17.
罗马书六章十七节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 17.
六章十七节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 17.
六章十七节。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的魔幻。十八节。
18.
你们既从罪得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。真的，这么叫说，因为我们顺从了真理的规模，我们就不再做罪的奴仆了。
When we obey the truth, then we are no longer slaves to sin.
在没有接受耶稣、接受真理之前呢，罪是我们的主人。
Before we believe in Jesus, sin is our master.
啊，人家说，哎呦，来赌博，就说好，走吧，反正。
When people invite you to go gamble, you go.
哎，来喝两杯吧，没有问题啊。
People invite you to have a couple of drinks, you go.
做什么坏事吧，没有问题啊。
And to do whatever you want, you go.
那个有时候人很难控制自己的情欲，总是情欲变成人的主人。
And often we cannot control ourselves, our body is our master.
你现在信耶稣啦。
But after you believe in Jesus,
真理进到你的里面。
Truth will enter your heart.
真理带着生命力。
The truth has life.
你来教会祷告。
When you come to the church to pray.
圣灵充满你的心。
And the Holy Spirit fills your heart.
你本身会成为一个很有活泼能力的人。
You will become filled with life.
啊，罪不再是你的主人了。
And sin will no longer be
your master. 虽然罪还会呼喊叫来哦来哦，跟我到罪恶的世界去享受。
Death will continue to call you and tempt you into the world.
但是你会说啊，你已经我可以不用再听从你了。
But to you, the sin will be nothing.
我的主人是真理，是耶稣基督了。
Your new master will be the truth, the Lord.
你就成为一个真正自由的人呐。
You will be a truly free.
真的，你耶稣讲啊，圣经上讲啊，凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Jesus said, those who are born of God will not sin.
只要你顺着真理而行，你发觉到说，你真的可以啊，没有犯啊，不再犯罪啦。
When you obey and submit to the truth, you will no longer sin.
这是何等美好的道理啊
！What a wonderful truth.
我们就被释放啊
！We will be released.
真的，这个释放不只是罪这种灵界的问题啊。
And to be set free from sin is not something abstract.
啊，真的是我们在今生哦，你遇到很多的困难哦，真理也真的可以让你得到自由呢。
And when you encounter problems of the world, the truth can also set us free.
因为这个真理啊，会改造您的思想啊，真的。
Truth will transform our mind.
那个思想就把你整个生命的方向都有一个不同的方向啊。
Truth gives us a new direction.
说实话，我们信了耶稣之后呢，人世间还是会有非常大的问题跟困难啊。
I have to tell you, after you believe in Christ, you will still have problems in the world.
因为耶稣没有应许我们啊，天色常蓝。
Jesus did not promise that the sky will always be blue.
耶稣说你们在世上有苦难。
Jesus actually said, in the world you will have trouble.
但是在我里面有平安呢。
But he also said, I give you my peace.
真的真理常常会让你呢在个痛苦当中呢把你的思想导到一个啊那个没有什么啦。
The truth will show you that what you see is nothing.
那个是自战自清的苦楚吧。
The suffering that you have is short and temporary.
因为我有真理，我知道一个极重无比的荣耀在前面等着我。
When you know the truth, you will see the great glory ahead of you.
你会知道你的环境就不再捆绑你了呢。
Then you are no longer bound by your surroundings.
这个像什么呢
？What is that like?
有一次啊，小弟在这个网络上看到一则广告。
I once saw an ad on the internet.
就是啊，有一个穿着很就是轻纱哦，啊白色轻纱的小姐呢，啊走到一个 deck 哦，一个湖边的啊湖边那边去。
The ad show a young lady wearing very fine clothing on a deck.
那披了一个红色的东西，像是空中小这个空服员常常给你那个毯子哦，她披了一个毯子在身上。
And she had a blanket draped over her.
然后呢，他就到湖边呢、啊，他就坐下来啊， 然后呢，就在那边看书啊。
And she went to the end of the deck and sat down and started to read.
啊，享受这个清风的吹袭啊，享受这个飞鸟的这个叫声啊。
Enjoying the birds and the breeze.
后来我不晓得这个广告到底是什么，后来才发现到它下面打一个某某航空公司的字在下面呢。
And so I looked, and it was a commercial for an airline.
我才知道哦，原来他是说哈、哦，如果你这家航空公司哦，那个感觉会跟那个小姐一样啊。
What they're trying to say is that if you take their planes, this is how you will feel.
你好像坐在一个很矮小的空间里面。
And if you fly with them, although you're flying in a small plane,
好像是受限制的。
You seem to be limited.
但是你的思想呢？啊，你的那个你的意境呢，已经到了那个湖边那个野外那个有鸟飞翔的地方了。
They will make you feel as though you're sitting by a lake, reading and enjoying the breeze.
跟你说实话，坐飞机不一定有那种感觉。
I can tell you that is not how you will feel when you ride on a plane.
但是你有了耶稣基督啊，真理真的可以给你带到那样的意境。
But when you have Jesus Christ, He will give you the truth and make you free.
您在人间的困难好像是受限制的。
And when we live on earth and we're bound by our bodies,
真理啊，叫你行在宽广之处。
The truth will make you walk on the wide.
不但如此啊，它让我们生命一直的成为圣洁。
And the truth will make us pure.
我们看约翰福音十七章十五节。
Let's read John chapter 17 verse 15.
约翰福音十七章十五节。
John chapter 17 verse 15.
十七章十五节。
John chapter 17 verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界。只求你保守他们脱离那恶者十六节
16.
他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样十七节
17.
求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理今天我们啊接受这个真理的道接受耶稣基督呢他说这个道要让我们啊成为圣洁
the truth will sanctify us or make us holy
神的道就是真理啊
The word of God is the truth.
今天我们常常来到教会聚会，常常读经，常常祷告。
When we come to church to listen to the word of God and to read the Bible.
诸位朋友，您知道这个圣经就好像一面镜子一样。
The Bible is like a mirror.
我们常常照镜子呢，我们早上照镜子，这里有脏脏的，我们就把它擦掉了。
And when we wake up, we look into the mirror to make sure we are presentable.
我们读圣经，哎呀，原来圣经上跟我们讲很多人世间该做的事情呢，我们本来啊没有做到的，我们一看就把那个错误的。行为改正过来啦。
And the Bible likewise shows us what we ought to do better, so that we can be better.
圣经上讲说，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢
？And what can a young man use to cleanse his heart？
就是要遵行你的话。
The Bible says is to obey the word of God.
又说，我把你的话深藏在我的心里面。
And the Bible, and also we must treasure the word of God in our heart.
免得我得罪你啊。
So that we will not sin against.
所以今天真理真的让我们得自由。
The truth set us free.
让我们成为一个我们自己都喜欢的一个圣洁的人啊。
The truth will make us something better.
诸位朋友，我们都知道，人都是追求真善美的。
We want to pursue the truth and beauty and what is good.
今天盼望你来接受真理。
We hope that you too can accept the truth.
耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
你有了耶稣基督啊，您将有一个真善美人生的展现。
And when you have Jesus, you will also have the truth.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常常与你同在。
May the grace of the Lord be with you.
我们唱最后来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing hymn.
449. 请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
真理教导我们怎么样得到耶稣基督住在我们心里面。
And it teaches us how to invite him into our heart.
我们去看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
啊，这是在耶稣时代啊，耶稣离开复活之后啊，把他的圣灵降在地上的一个情形。
After Jesus, was resurrected and went ascended to heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit.
我们看第二章第一节。
Let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处。第二节，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过， 充满了他们所住的屋子。第三节。
Three.
有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节。
Four.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，收起别国的话来。这是历史上不可抹灭的一个时机。
This is what's recorded here is historical fact.
神的圣灵降临在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
他们就开始说起别国的话来。
And they began to speak in other tongues.
这个英文叫 glossolalia， 就是不是人间的语言，不是广东话，不是国语，不是英语，就是一种舌头的声音。
And it's not a language of the earth, but the movement of the tongues.
这个声音下来之后呢，观众有两种反应。
And when the Holy Spirit descended on those who were praying, the observers, there were two types of observations.
十一节，利底亚和亚拉伯人多听见他们用我们的乡谈谈说神的大作为。十二节，众人都惊讶，差一点说这是什么意思呢？原来有一种人呐，神打开那么多不同的人听到的都是自己故乡的那个家乡话。
For one type of people, God opened their ears and they heard that the people praying in their languages.Of where they came from.
今天我们在这边祷告，我们会讲出奇异的舌音。
Today, likewise, when we pray in spirit, we will also speak.
有些朋友来到我们当中，神开他们耳朵，也让他们听出来他们怎么在讲他们在讲的内容到底是什么，真的很奇妙。
God has also opened people's ears so that they can understand what is being prayed about.
在美国的圣耶稣教会也有这样的一个经历过。
It has happened in the True Jesus Church here in America.
那第十三节这样说。
Verse 13 says.
还有人讥笑他说，他们无非是新酒灌满的，因为你们怎么祷告像大风吹过，身体在摇，那嘴巴讲一些听不懂的话，你们好像是喝醉酒了。
There were others who mocked them and said they have too much wine because the spirit moves our body and to speak in a tongue.
传道人就大声起来，这样跟他们解释了。
But the worker of God stood up and said.
我们来看十四节。
Verse 14.
彼得更是一个使徒站起来，高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人这些事你们当知道，当侧耳听我的话。”十四节。
15.
你们想这些人是醉了吗？其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到早上九点钟。十六节。这正如先知约珥所说的，第十七节，神在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说异言，你们少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。十八节，在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说异言。原来这个在几百年前，先知约珥就已经预言了，神的灵要降在人的身上。
Hundreds of years before this happened, the prophet Joel prophesied that God will pour out His Spirit.
各位朋友，这句话不只是指2000年说的，也指着我们现在这个时候说的。
God poured out His Spirit not only then, but also today.
其实当耶稣在人间的时候呢，他就说你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
Jesus said, repent for the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣来就是一个末世的起头。
Jesus came.Because it was the last day.
我们现在叫做末后末世的末头。
We have come to the end of the last day.
十七节说末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Verse 17 says, in the last days, God will pour on His
Spirit. 所以这样讲，有早已有晚雨，早已圣灵在那个在这个时候来了，晚雨在我们这个时代也要再次降临到地上里面来，地上来。
And the Bible talks about the early rain, which is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.Then and also the latter rain, which is today.
所以今天我们得到圣灵，不是一个心中的一个感觉状态而已。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, it is not just something that when you're moved by something.
看三十三节，耶稣既被神的右手高举，第二章三十三节，右手
父
领了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见的、所听见的浇灌下来。圣灵下来不是一个静止状态。
When the Holy Spirit enters you.It is not silent.
或者说我心中好感动这样子而已。
It is more than just being touched by the word.
是看得到听得到的。
As said in verse 33, what you can see and hear.
看到什么？
What do you see?
怎么你们祷告身体会震动呢？
The Holy Spirit will move our body.
我听到什么？
What do you hear?
怎么你们讲出一种奇异的声音，我怎么都听不懂呢？
You will pray in an unknown tongue.
诸位朋友，这个预言是对你说的，对我说的，对我们这个时代的人说的。
This prophecy, this promise is for you and for me.
感谢神，今天神的圣灵降在真耶稣教会。
Thank God that He poured out His Spirit in the True Jesus Church.
事实上，如果没有圣灵，就没有真耶稣教会，因为真耶稣教会是圣灵建立的教会。
There would be no True Jesus Church if there were no Holy Spirit.
也许你走过了很多的教派。
Perhaps you have visited many other churches.
我们感谢 主你来跟我们一起聚会。
We thank God that you can be here today.
你来到这里，真的，请你一起来跟我们体验这个古代失去的宝贝。
We ask you to come and pray and experience this lost treasure.
这是圣经的应许啦。
Because it is a promise.
甚至耶稣在传福音的时候一直强调，你们要祈求圣灵。
Jesus himself said that we must pray for the Holy Spirit.
路加福音十一章，耶稣特别用很多的经文在教导人，你应该怎么样的求圣灵。
In Luke chapter 11, Jesus taught us many ways to pray for the Holy Spirit.
真的，如果你照耶稣路加福音十一章所讲的方法去求。
And if you pray according to what how Jesus taught.
那个一个用一个字来形容耶稣所讲那个故事，用一个 term 来形容耶稣所讲那个故事。
To describe what Jesus
就是当你祷告的时候，你要情辞迫切直求啦。
To pray with urgency.
那个耶稣，您是基督徒啊，你就知道那个故事，就谈到说有人借饼啊，其实不是因为朋友起来给他，在他很吵，一直敲，敲到啊吵死人呐、啊。
Jesus told a parable.
给他开门呐、啊。
Saying how a man kept knocking and knocking because he needed something.
所以今天求圣灵，我们求人间很多事情，我们都付上最大的代价。
If we spend all our effort pursuing something in the world,
神是比什么都宝贵的啦。
God is more precious than anything.
耶稣说，你如果觉得我很宝贵，你就这样求。
Jesus said, if I'm important, then you must pray like this.
就像叩门的一样，一直的敲。
Knock, keep knocking.
叩门的就要给他开门。
And if you knock, the door shall be open.
一直跟他祈求。
If you pray,
祈求的就必给你们。
If you keep asking, and it will be given.
你要专心的寻找，寻找的就必寻见。
And you must seek with all your heart, and you will find.
所以这是你真的没有什么秘诀。
That is, it's no secret.
啊，你只要专心，你只要情辞迫切啊，你只要出声音祷告。
Pray with all your heart and open your mouth and pray to him.
耶稣说呢，你们在世上做父亲的，虽然不好，都知道把好东西给儿女呢。
Jesus said, although you are evil, you still give good things to your children.
天父岂不将圣灵给还求他的人吗？
And how can the Heavenly Father not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?
耶稣苦口婆心跟我们讲这样的道理。
Jesus spent all his time teaching us the truth.
在历史上又有这样的一个事实。
And we read how it happened.
今天您又目睹在耶稣教有这样的一个现象。
And today you can witness the same Holy Spirit in our church.
我们真的感谢主，在这些学校里很纯很纯的，那个外表的现象都跟圣经一模一样的。
Thank God that everything we see in the church is according to the Bible.
真的，所以你在这些学校没有看到得圣灵倒下来的、国土破灭的、神志不清的这些现象，你在这里看不到的。
You will not in the true Jewish church. You will not see someone being struck down by the Spirit or foaming at the mouth or losing consciousness.
为什么呢？
Why?
感谢神，因为圣灵是真理的圣灵。
The true Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
今天我们按照真理传了、啊、那个真理是神从天上带下来，是很纯的。我们得到的灵就是很纯的真理啊，圣灵啊。
When we preach in a full accordance with the Bible, then God will give us the Spirit of truth. And everything we see and hear is as the Bible recorded.
我们真的把心掏出来给你，就是多么希望呢，你把这样的宝贝带回去、啊。
We hope that you can also receive this treasure.
说实话，你得到圣灵跟其他人有什么关系呢？
When you receive, what does it have to do with me if you, whether or not you receive the Holy Spirit?
心中的喜乐自己知道了。
You know for yourself.
圣经也说，心中的痛苦自己知道了。
The Holy Spirit will know your joy and your pain.
这是太好的道理了。如果你没有把这个拿回去，太可惜了。
And if you leave this truth behind when you leave, that would be tragic.
所以要怎么求圣灵呢？
How do you pray for the Holy Spirit?
其实您真的可以就随跟。您可以跟主耶稣讲任何的话都没有问题的啦。
You can say anything you want to Jesus.
但是神是无所不知，他什么都知道啦。
But God knows, already knows what's in your heart.
所以你要讲什么呢？
So what should you say to him?
我们真的不如学哦，启示录十九章那个最属灵的四活物跟二十四位长老他们的祷告。
Then the best prayer is to say very simply.
就是他们一直24小时一直歌颂哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
As the saints in Revelation pray to God saying Hallelujah.
高声歌颂神就好像在唱诗一样。
They raise their voices as if they're singing a hymn.
内心求神让你有体验。
And in your heart ask God to let you experience.
真的，你发觉到耶稣在你生命当中，你生命有一个很完全的改变了、
啊。And Jesus will change your life.
啊，愿主耶稣给您这样的感动，愿意来接受他到你的心目当中。
May you accept the Lord and may the Lord touch you.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And we shall pray together.
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Begin our prayer by saying in the name of the Lord Jesus.
再来，你要讲什么都可以。
And you could say afterwards you
can say whatever you want. 只要重新讲祈求祈求什么东西都可以，感谢什么东西都可以。
But as long as you pray in sincerity, you can pray for anything.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
But The best way to pray is to say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.
按手代表祝福，代表我们刚说的真理，刚刚说的真理，你接受，你阿们。
And pray, and the ministers lay hands on you as a way to bless you.
所以现在还要接受医病的。要求圣灵的，要求体验的，请不要客气，到前面来祷告。
If you'd like to receive healing or the Holy Spirit or any experience from God, please come to the front.
我们弟兄姐妹啊，我们也要这个迫切的祈求圣灵的充满。
And all brothers and sisters, pray for the fullness of the Holy
Spirit. 实际上讲，神的圣灵是没有限量的。
Because there is no limit to the power of
the Holy Spirit. 我们要利用这个机会，让我们属灵的生命强壮起来。
We seize this opportunity to restore our spiritual life.
所以不要把每个祷告时间把它当成一个平常。
A time in prayer is not ordinary.
那是非常自己的，跟神自己灵交的一个最美妙的时刻。
It is a time for us to talk with God one on one.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.
请不要客气，到前面来。
Please come to the front.